This is Economy Watch, what you need to know about New Zealand's economic life today. Brought to you by interest.co.nz.
Kia ora and welcome to Thursday's Economy Watch, where we follow the economic events and trends that affect New Zealand. I'm David Chaston and this is the international edition from interest.co.nz. Today we lead with news that the economic bounce backs have been rather weak and probably not enough to withstand a renewed virus surge. Advanced data for this weekend's American non-farm payrolls release shows another recovery in jobs in June. Recall they fell more than 19 million in April, recovered 3.1 million in May, and now this June report suggests another 2.4 million jobs were recovered in the past month. That is a net loss of 14 million jobs in the past 90 days. But the bounce back isn't as strong as analysts had expected. They'd expected 3 million rise in June. American car sales took a big tumble in the April to June quarter, with GM reporting a 34% fall, similar at Ford and the Japanese brands, and almost 40% fall at Fiat Chrysler. There are two June PMI reports out today for the US. The local ISM one says the factory sector expanded slightly in June on rising orders. The internationally benchmark market one says it contracted in a minor way, also held up by new order growth. Both, however, reported lower jobs and employment. Either way, it's a very weak bounce back on the factory floor. In Europe, they had a PMI bounce back too, but it was weaker and still contracting. Only France and Ireland are expanding there. Germany is contracting quite fast still, mainly because it's been so export dependent. Globally, the story is similar. China's a bit of an outlier, as overall global recovery is very much being held back by Asian countries. But the better China data may pull them up and out of their slump. In China, their private sector Caixin PMI pointed to a definite recovery in manufacturing conditions, with firms signalling a further rise in production and renewed increase in total new business. This version has outperformed the official version again. News about China is getting more difficult to verify because Beijing is expelling reporters who provide independent coverage and do not toe the party line. And in Hong Kong, masked police arrested hundreds on the first day of Beijing's new security law, which came into force. But despite this, thousands braved the streets to protest, an action that now requires a whole new level of personal bravery. As a lifeline, the UK has thrown open its doors to up to 3 million Hong Kongers who want to escape. Beijing probably won't mind this at all, because it will undermine the strength of their opponents in the city if large numbers take up the offer. Australian manufacturing conditions showed a modest improvement in June, according to the headline PMI figure, as the country relaxed its lockdown measures. However, firms were reluctant to invest in new capacity and instead reduced employment and input purchasing in June to contain costs. All the same, the result was an expansion. The new return of lockdowns in Victoria won't help their July PMI, however. In Australia, property values have dropped for a second month in a row and picked up in pace as uncertainty builds about the financial plunge expected to come in September. And building approvals fell sharply in May, led down by a collapse in apartment consents. The collapse of air travel in May is revealed in the latest data, especially international travel. Less than 2% of travellers remain from the levels of a year ago. Air cargo has been hit very hard too, but at least it is operating at a 20% level. The latest compilation of COVID-19 data is out. The global tally is now 10.5 million, up 146,000 in a day. Global deaths reported now exceed 512,000 and rising about 8,000 a day. A quarter of all reported cases globally are in the US, which is up 28,000 since yesterday to 2.6 million. US deaths now exceed 127,000. The number of active infections in the US is now up to almost 1.8 million, up 11,500 in a day. In Australia, there have been 7,920 cases, another 86 since yesterday, and a fast rising tide, especially in Victoria. Their death count is still 104, but their recovery rate has slipped back to under 89%. There are now 753 active cases in Australia, up 60 overnight. Wall Street is still in positive territory today, up 0.6% in afternoon trade. That follows modest falls in Europe overnight. Yesterday, Shanghai had a very good day, up 1.4%, while Hong Kong was up 0.4%. Tokyo, however, dropped 0.8%. The ASX was up 0.6%, but the NZX 50 retreated. It was down 0.9% on the day. The US Treasury 10-year yield is up 3 basis points to 0.68%. The gold price has slipped back after yesterday's high, down $10 to $1,771 an ounce. And oil prices have firmed marginally today. They're now at just under $40 a barrel in the US, and the Brent benchmark is just on $42 a barrel. And the Kiwi dollar is a little firmer again, now just on 64.7 US cents. On the cross rates are up as well, now at 93.7 Australian cents, and against the euro we're firmer at 57.5 euro cents. That means our trade-weighted index has risen to 69.5. And the Bitcoin price has firmed a little overnight, up 1.6% to $9,295. You can find links to the articles mentioned today in our show notes. Get more news affecting the economy in New Zealand from interest.co.nz. I'm David Chaston, and we'll do this again tomorrow.